like open doors. Leading you down into my core. Oh, I become so.
You know, this time of year or this time of season, I suppose, since we're going into the national elections, which isn't an annual thing per se, but since we're getting into that season, there are some quotes from the founders and different things that should come to mind and should be kind of kept in mind, I believe. But in this opening segment, let's have a little bit of fun on the Republic Broadcasting .org homepage today. There are some interesting headlines. The top headline in under U.S. news is Breitbart's Obama videos are an October distraction. I think that is true. But what is striking to me, I don't know, the first thing that caught my eye, I suppose, is the author over an activist post, Eric Blair. This is an article by Eric Blair. Gosh, that name sounds familiar, doesn't it? Wasn't there another Eric Blair in history that was, I don't know, maybe we've heard of or something? I swear, bad guys play games with us with these kinds of things. And so this is why I say, you know, we'll have a little bit of fun with this in the opening segment. Wasn't there an Eric Blair somewhere in history that was notable? I think I'll leave that to you. You know, I want to hear from you. Do you remember an Eric Blair in history? If you do, please call in. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. We'll have a little bit of fun. And if you know the Eric Blair that I'm referring to, let us know. And we'll take your call in the next segment, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And I wanted to mention also that on the homepage of Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, you'll notice that there is a pledge drive. You can call in or mail them. There's also the chip-in widget on the homepage right there at the top. And if you call in, the number to call is 800-724-2719. That's the pledge drive number. So, 800-724-2719 is the pledge drive number. So, feel free to call in for that, but again, like to hear from you. Who is Eric Blair? Who is Eric Blair? Are we playing games here? Stick around, we'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
All right, so someone called in right away, actually, and he didn't stay on the line. Mike in South Carolina called in and said Eric Blair wrote 1984. Ding, 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 correct. If you're familiar with that, Eric Arthur Blair was his given name, and obviously he was better known by his nom de plume, George Orwell. So I find it humorous. Obviously, it's kind of anecdotal. It's circumstantial in nature, this reference, and it's just awfully convenient, isn't it? I see this kind of stuff all the time, at least once a day. Every time I look at the headlines, there's always some kind of, you know, artful wordplay or some kind of fun like this. And so, you know, nobody, to me, you know, I think Ned Beatty's quote from Shooter, there are no sides, there are no Sunnis and Shiites, no Democrats and Republicans, there are only haves and have-nots. There are no sides. That, to me, is always applicable when these kinds of things come into view. Again, since it's election season, I always want to point out, you know, everyone wants to look for a horse, even if, you know, you're rooting for the underdog. Everybody wants a horse in the race. And this system that has been created that Carol Quigley wrote about in Tragedy and Hope that, you know, has essentially two sides that move a system forward. It's the same regime, and Quigley wrote about it. John Adams, I believe, was the one who said that, you know, a government with two branch or a party, you know, two-party system is probably the most evil thing under the sun. So the founders knew about that kind of a thing. But, you know, whenever that subject comes into view, I always want to point out that, you know, people are saying, you know, there are these pockets, there are pockets of resistance. And, you know, like I said, everybody wants to look for a horse. And I would strongly urge folks to dig deeper. Do your own homework. Because this system that has combined, game theory now with crowdsourcing, predominantly because of the technology that's available to do it, at a very broad, very macro level, and almost immediately. Remember what happened, for example, you know, the stories that came out about what happened in Greece through Twitter. There is this frenzy and cacophony through Twitter, and suddenly Greece implodes. Almost in like 30 minutes, you might say. I understand that's an exaggeration, but you get my point. The stories that came out through NPR and other media outlets, look what happened on Twitter. Oh, my goodness. A country's economy and governmental structure imploded because of what I call the glasnost effect on Twitter, this widespread discontent. So be careful and do your own homework, because in this case, what I'm referring to is, and I'm jumping ahead a little bit, I don't want to get too far ahead, but since it's the election season, like I said, I always want to come back and point to the fact that even bad guys, top-level bad guys, like Peter Thiel, for example, who is part of the Bilderberg Group. You can see that right on Wikipedia. Not that I am a fan of Wikipedia, but we can all pretty much agree that Wikipedia is not what most people would consider a conspiratorial website, even though really, honestly, it is, isn't it? I mean, there are intelligence agencies that have been openly and knowingly manipulating and massaging the information out on the web, particularly in places like Wikipedia. That's not news. That's been talked about even in the mainstream press several times. But the point is, Wikipedia is fairly pedestrian source, right? We all can agree that it's not what most people consider conspiratorial. Well, look up Peter Thiel on Wikipedia. And see, for example, that right now the third point under his entry is the Bilderberg Group. Well, that's interesting, isn't it? Point three is the Bilderberg Group. Thiel is listed as a member of the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group. The steering committee, even. Controversial group of influential business and government leaders who meet annually behind closed doors under a media blackout to discuss world issues. But then, what's even more humorous, in my opinion, is you go down to point four under politics. It says this: when asked about his political beliefs in 2006, United Press International interview, Thiel stated, quote, "Well, I was pretty libertarian when I started in business, that is. I'm way libertarian now. In December 2007, he endorsed Ron Paul for president," and that's a cited statement. So even Bilderberg guys like Ron Paul, not all obviously, but I mean, come on. You gotta scratch your head on that one. You gotta do a little homework. Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Well, are you saying Ron Paul? No. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. This is not a reflection on Ron Paul or his character or anyone associated with him. You're watching a system that is, it's bread and circus. which is a first century term coined by Juvenal, the Roman satirist. Bread and circus. It's bread and circus. It's WWF. Why do you say that? That organization, I don't even think that organization is around anymore. There are several successors. Yes, the point is, it's an old, tired, worn out game. That's why I say WWF. Professional wrestling, we all know, is, it's theatrics. WWF is the old, you know, outdated, outmoded version of that, which is why I use that reference. Because it's that kind of a game that we're watching being played. It's NFL, it's NHL, it's MLB, it's pick your NBA, it's pick it, name it. It's any of that. Are you saying those people don't really care about what they're doing and they're not playing with it? No, it's a game. At the end of the day, it's just a game. It's meaningless. And that's what this all comes down to. That's the point of it. It's bread and circus. I've mentioned, speaking of election season, several times, ad nauseum in my opinion, when we come to this subject matter, that the subject of black box voting, for example, another part of the whole game, the gamesmanship of it all. And, you know, the late, great Jack Otto is the only person to this day that I've ever heard make mention of he mentioned the Voter News Service in the last talk that he gave. And black box voting and all of that, you know, voting is irrelevant. We've heard the saying, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts that votes, right? A Stalin-esque quote. And, you know, we play this low-level game that is, again, it's part of the gamesmanship. But if you look at the, again, go to Wikipedia, look at the National Election Pool entry. The National Election Pool is the latest iteration of an organization that's been around since the 60s. Every 4 to 6 or 8 years, it gets rebranded because people smell smoke and they're looking for fire. Aha, fire, fire. Well, let's rename it and, you know, put people off the trail. Hopefully they'll lose the scent. So this organization has literally been the same organization, just rebranded every 4 to 8 years since the 60s, because they keep getting in trouble for essentially rigging elections. They're not even really rigged. They're just telling you who to vote for. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. Go to the National Election Pool entry on Wikipedia. It says this. The National Election Pool is a consortium of American news organizations formed in 2003 to provide, quote, information on election night about the vote count, election analysis, and election projections. Now that sounds cute, doesn't it? That's very artful language in my opinion. The last national election, go back and listen to the archives of this broadcast. We had people calling in because I was saying leading up to November elections that you need to watch for this stuff in your local area. You're going to hear the news media telling you who you voted for before the polls close. What do you mean? Well, they're going to say things like 25% of precincts reporting. And you're like, wait a second. It's 6:30 at night. We use paper ballots here in our county. How are they doing that? That's incredible. And they're saying through this national election poll data, well, we use exit polling data. 25% of precincts reporting, and you're going to tell me this guy is ahead of this guy by this percentage? Are you following me? It's gamesmanship. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. Okay, so hopefully you're following me. You know, this kind of stuff always gets me worked up. It gets me moist under the armpits, as my grandfather used to say. Anyway, let me finish this real quick. We'll go to the phones. Hopefully you're following me on this national election pool and the irrelevancy of all of the lower level discussions. Black box, blah, 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 blah. None of it matters. It's just good theatrics. It's bread and circus. And the reason I mentioned juvenile is because this bread and circus concept has been with us for quite some time. And obviously, read Tex Mars' book, Mysterious Monuments, or anything like it, and understand that this game has been played for a long, long time. Where do we want to jump in? What entry point do we want to grab? We could go on for literally hours or days or weeks or even months about that discussion. Anyway, let me finish this point about the national election pool. We'll go to the phones. So the national election pool is the latest iteration of an organization that consists of ABC, Associated Press, CBS, CNN, Fox, and NBC. The organization relies on the Associated Press to perform vote tabulations and contracted with Edison Media Research and Matofsky International, do your own research there, to make projections and provide exit poll analysis, quote unquote. Okay, this is where we start to have fun with words. But listen to this. Again, this is from Wikipedia. The precursor was Voter News Service, which again, the late great Jack Otto mentioned. Have you ever heard anyone talk about this stuff? Why not? The precursor was Voter News Service, which was disbanded in 2003 after controversies, over the 2000 and 2002 election results. Remember hanging chads and Ohio malfeasance, blah, blah, blah. Again, do your own research. The NEP plan is largely the suggestion of CNN, how convenient, which used Edison Matofsky as consultants in the past. Again, do your own research. Matofsky headed the original pool that preceded VNS. See what I'm saying? Same crowd. But listen to this. Again, Wikipedia. The organizers of the pool insist that the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data. Now, I ask you, find me someone anywhere, anywhere in this country that's ever been approached by these people. This exit poll data. Who are they polling? Find someone. Please find me someone. If you know someone that's ever been even, you know, if you know someone that's even seen this van show up with these people at a polling station to get this polling data, please call. Who are they polling for this exit poll data? It's a mystery. Isn't that interesting? The organizers of the pool insist that the purpose of their quick collection of exit poll data from whom, from where, is not to determine if an election is flawed. No, of course not. They know that the election is irrelevant, listen, but rather to project winners of races. Now that's at least some honesty in advertising. Continuing, despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrect, listen to this, listen to this admission. These guys need to buy lottery tickets, which I always say when I read this. Despite past problems, they note that none of their members has incorrectly called a winner. They've never missed. These guys need to be bookies in Vegas. None of their members has incorrectly called a winner since the current system was put in place. Wow. And it's a Karnak the Great routine, really, right? However, to avoid the premature, listen to this, to avoid the premature leaking of data, collection is now done in a, quote, quarantine room, end quote, at an undisclosed location in New York. All participants are stripped of outside communications devices until it's time for information to be released officially. Doesn't this sound like, you know, it's ridiculous. Anonymous and Anonymous and, you know, what's his name? Can't think of it. WikiLeaks, you know, Julian Assange and George Friedman over at Strat4 wanted to get to that whole game of same team, you know, nonsense. There are no sides nonsense. We'll talk about that. But, you know, you have these kinds of characters in a quarantine room. It's a smoky, dark or black room. There are two phones, right? In an undisclosed location in New York. Are you kidding me? The phone on the left rings. Guy picks it up. I understand. Okay. He picks up the red phone with his right hand. Excuse me. I'm sorry. The red phone is on the left. The other phone to the organizations, ABC, Associated Press, CBS, blah, blah, blah. That's on the right. Okay. Here's who won, guys. These people are calling elections before the polls close. Do you understand what I'm saying? The talking heads on the idiot box are telling you who you voted for before the polls close. Are you following me? And we're not picking up on this, and we're talking about black box voting. You got to be kidding me. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere. heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, we need to move on. I want to get to the phones, but hopefully follow me. This is important stuff. I mean, this is, you know, this is where the action is. And all of the low-level banter and, like I said before, cacophony, I think, is a perfect word. It's just, it's totally irrelevant. It's totally irrelevant. And I swear, some of these guys with this unbelievable hubris, listen to Alan Watts' broadcast. These megalomaniacs with, they're sociopathic megalomaniacs and egomaniacs that just sit around and they marvel at their ability to control people. I think they really do. I think it's a sick thing. You know? And then you have these little puppets that dance around for them. And they love to dance. And this really is part of what the education system is about, is identifying who's going to play what role and then, you know, stamping out that little caste system and these little pawns in this game, these little pieces in this game. You know, one of the pieces is, that I'm referring to, that personality type that Alan Watt has mentioned, is the hysterical attention-seeking psychopath. And there was a picture on NPR, I think it was Tom DeLay, who was on Dancing with the Stars and broke both of his ankles, if memory serves. And there was this picture on NPR of him that, to me, epitomized that, or, you know, really kind of epitomized that sentiment. Because here's a guy who is literally breaking his own legs to, you know, to dance, which I'm using metaphorically, but you understand what I'm saying. I mean, it's just absurd. This is what we see. And so, you know, Alan Watts' point is very valid and relevant that, you know, and here's the crossover, which is why I mentioned that citation. The arts and entertainment community, most of those folks suffer from that personality trait, the hysterical attention-seeking psychopath, and political folks too. So that's why there's such a crossover there. So anyway, it's important to understand. It's important to understand that banter is irrelevant.
There are no sides. There's no Sunnis and Shiites. There's no Democrats and Republicans. There's only haves and have-nots.
Exactly. That is the point. That is the point. The banter is irrelevant. The talking heads are irrelevant. It's bread and circus. Juvenal coined the term in first century Rome. And these things, you know, that I'm mentioning, Peter Thiel's support of Ron Paul, you know, we've seen. And, you know, that to me is just, it's so obvious. That was even in the news recently. People were like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe, you know. Peter Thiel, co-founder of PayPal, founder of Clarium Capital. I think he was the founder of Clarium Capital. Anyway, Clarium Capital was the source of venture capital for Facebook early on. You know, he's part of Founders Fund, which I've talked about extensively recently. You know, he is a connected guy. He is one of the, you know, the power elite, so to speak, to use C. Wright Mills' language. So what is someone like that doing supporting Ron Paul if his ideas are so vastly, you know, transformational in all of it? The point is, it's just bread and circus. It's gamesmanship, which, again, is not a reflection. You know, that would – so the point – let me just use this analogy, and we'll get to the phones real quick. People misunderstand the point here. The point is totally lost whenever, you know, if I put that out somewhere on the internet, people say, well, what are you saying? Are you saying Ron Paul is, no, that would be like saying that, you know, I don't know, use Peyton Manning, of Peyton Manning getting released from the Colts, you know, and me saying it's just a game. It's just, are you saying that Peyton Manning is, you know, anything less than an exemplary? No, Peyton Manning's character is, I think, pretty indisputable, at least from the public eye. That's not the point at all. It's still just a game at the end of the day, is it not? There's a lot of pomp and pageantry that surrounds it. Billions of dollars. It's a billion-dollar enterprise. You know, millions of people identify with it, and they've literally woven the tapestry of their lives into this game. And yet, at the end of the day, yes, it's a franchise. Yes, it's an industry, but the end of the day, it's just a game, which is the point of all of the rest of this stuff. Nothing will change. At the end of the day, it's just a game. And we need to understand that to really kind of move beyond what is happening and how we're being gamed. So, I think that's probably sufficient. Let's go to the phones and grab Arthur in Georgia real quick. Arthur, thanks for calling in. Welcome.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. You guys are keeping me, I tell you, RBM's keeping me busy today.
Good.
About
hopefully that's a good thing.
Deal. here's what I want. I can't really speak to people in other states, but this is going out to you folks who live in the state of Georgia along with me. I want you to keep in mind that a couple weeks ago, I spent an hour on the phone trying to establish the policies and procedures needed here in Georgia to set up an exit poll for my area, my district, for the primaries, which took place just a few days, almost a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I talked to the people down at the elections board. I talked to the judge here in our county who is in charge of overseeing the elections in our county. And I spoke on phone for nearly an hour with the attorney general's office as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, when it comes time for the big vote, of which they're going to make their determination of who they're going to choose for their nominee on the GOP ticket, and when it comes time for the actual presidential election, when they start calling out, according to the exit polls, as you clearly pointed out so correctly, keep in mind what the Attorney General's office, the judge here in our county, and everyone else has told me, here in Georgia, they do not count exit poll numbers. So, when they start these predictions, I want you to keep that in mind.
Exactly.
In Georgia.
I think that's a
lie, you know good and well. They're going to count the election polls here in Georgia only because it's going to suit their purposes.
Right. Absolutely. And what a good, there's so much plausible deniability in it. Well, we're not doing anything. It's just good journalism.
Yeah. Well, they asked me why I was so concerned, why I wanted, because, the judge in our county was absolutely shocked that anyone would even consider doing an exit poll here in Wilkes County. And he wanted to know why, and I said, well, are you familiar with the election fraud that's been taking place, we know for a fact, since Bush Jr.?
Uh-huh.
There'll never be any of that here in Wilkes County. As long as I'm overseeing the election, turns out, guess who's on the ballot for re-election this year?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So
you know,
I'm
curious. I'm interested in hearing more. I'm wondering, Arthur, can you leave an email address with the board op? And I'd like to get in touch with you about this because I think if folks could do something like this and there was a coordinated effort to maybe publish the information out on the web, I think it'd be very enlightening, as that started to happen. And you could take any approach you wanted, I think. You could poll every person that walked out. You could poll randomly. You could poll every 5, every 10, every 100. I think you'd get the same results, and the results would clearly indicate malfeasance. What do you think?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain of that. But you know what I found absolutely hilarious about the whole ordeal was, I tell you, it's caused me some major problems here in my county over the past week. I've been, they are not liking me at all at this point. But what I found absolutely hilarious was everyone from the voter registration office, the election commission, whatever, the judge, the people at the state attorney general's office that I called, they were absolutely offended that someone would even insinuate voter fraud in the state of Georgia.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it was, I'll tell you, and it's caused me a lot of heat, man. I'll tell you what.
I believe it.
People don't even want to talk to me now.
I believe it.
I got up under their skin, brother. It won't be long before I'll be on the, SPLC's list.
Well, good for you for doing it. I mean, honestly, this is probably, this is refreshing, and I gotta say this is probably the highlight of my week, maybe even more, because, that's exciting, I think it's great. Not that it's caused such a ruckus, but that you're doing what you're doing, and I think it's wonderful. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort for folks to do stuff like that, and it you know, obviously gets right to the heart of the issue.
Yeah, I mean, just do like I do. Pick up the phone, call these folks, call them out, and, well, now they got your number, they got your address, they got your name, they got, you know, so unless you're willing to take the heat, folks, don't come into this kitchen, because I'm here to tell you, I'm finding out, this is my first year really getting involved in this, and I'm finding out it gets pretty hot over the stove. But I tell you what, I'm having a blast, I'm pissing off a lot of folks. And that's my ultimate goal in life, is to piss off as many people as I can before I draw my last breath. Anyway, brother, I'm out of here. Have a great one.
All right. Thanks, Arthur, for calling. I appreciate it. And that's good stuff. I mean, really, that cuts right to the heart of the issue, in my opinion. And we need more of that kind of stuff. That's where the action is. And like I said, you know, that kind of activity, I think, would clearly illustrate malfeasance, and there's no effort required, really. I mean, so you stand out on a corner and you anonymously, you know, ask people to, I don't know, maybe you, there are a number of ways that you could do that. I mean, in my mind, I'd love to have, you know, laptops around the country that people could do the same kind of thing. They come out of the polling location and, you know, maybe they go into another booth and, you know, there's a laptop there or something, and they enter a vote or something, and that information is aggregated nationally and immediately available. And maybe different places use different, methods or whatever, but I think the results would be the same. And as I said, I think they'd be clear. Anyway, that's great stuff, and thanks for calling, Arthur. Just as an aside, real quick, I would say, you know, for the judge and all the other folks that are completely outraged and put off by what you're doing, you know, how dare you even insinuate malfeasance? Well, I would cross Mark Twain's cornpone opinions with Jefferson's words from the Kentucky Resolutions of 1798 in protest of the Alien and Sedition Acts that were passed by Congress. Cornpone Opinions by Mark Twain, you know, basically Mark Twain, you know, said in Cornpone Opinions, if you do, you know, if you're not familiar, look it up. The point there is, show me where a man gets his corn and I'll tell you what his opinions is. And from the 8th Resolution, in the Kentucky Resolutions of 1798, Jefferson's words, he said it would be, you know, we always hear about, you know, the Constitution is to bind the common man down. That wasn't the context that Jefferson outlined in the Kentucky Resolutions, which is a scathing example of exactly what his thoughts were. Who was Jefferson? Different issue. I've discussed that at length on different broadcasts. Won't get into that now, but this is a good point. So the other citation would be the 8th Resolution. Jefferson's words were, it would be a dangerous delusion. Who are we supposed to bind down with the change of the Constitution? Listen, it would be a dangerous delusion or a confidence in the men of our choice, elected officials, to silence our fears for the safety of our rights. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. That confidence is everywhere the parent of despotism. This just willy-nilly confidence that the judge is implying we're supposed to give. Free government, according to Jefferson and the Kentucky Resolutions, free government is founded in jealousy and not in confidence. It is jealousy and not confidence which prescribes limited constitutions to bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. That's who is bound down by the limited confines of the Constitution. To bind down those whom we are obliged to trust with power. That our Constitution has accordingly fixed the limits to which and no further our confidence may go. In questions of powers, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man, but bind him, again, elected officials and representatives, down from mischief with the change of the Constitution and keep a watchful eye. Remember, it was Patrick Henry who said, I smell a rat, speaking of all of this kind of stuff. We won't get into that now either, but let's get back to the phones real quick and grab George in Wisconsin. George, We're gonna go into a break in a sec, but we'll continue when we come back. Anyway, thanks for calling, George. Welcome.
Hi, buddy. Hey, that name, Eric Blair, piqued my interest.
Yes.
So I got my copy in 1984 out. Here's a little history how he changed the name. He was born in 1903 in Imperial India. His father was a member of the Indian Civil Service. His correct name was Eric Arthur Blair, and he used to write under E.A. Blair. Well, when he was 27 or 28, he wanted to change his name. And he didn't like Eric because that reminded him of the Romantic Norse Association. And Blair was a Scottish name, and most of his origin was English.
So, okay, we're going into the break.
Okay, buddy, I'll continue.
Fantastic. Yeah, when we come back, we'll pick up. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after the short break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Final segment of this afternoon's broadcast. We haven't gotten to the Assange Friedman nonsense, you know, the WikiLeaks Stratfor nonsense, which is nonsense, the anonymous unmasked nonsense, any of that. We'll get to that next week, but I think we've covered some important ground, which is great. Anyway, George, we have George in Wisconsin on with us, and George, can you back up and just, you know, just start over? Would that be all right?
Oh, yes, sir. Okay. This
Please.
Is about the name change of George Orwell. He was born in 1903 in Imperial India. His father was a member of the Indian Civil Service. His correct name is Eric Arthur Blair. E.A. Blair was a name he used until he was 27 to 28 years old. He dumped the name Eric because it sounded too much like the Romantic Norse Association from his schoolboy days, and Blair was a Scottish name, and most of his forebears were English, so he wanted to get rid of that. Then while he was in school, the richer Scottish boys used to pick on him and say that the Scots were fiercer and better soldiers than the English, so that took care of that name. His last name, Orwell, that's the name of a river, an English river, where he used to live. And, of course, he chose the name George because of the patriotic sense in that, George Washington. And he passed away in 1950 in a hospital, brother. So I
Very
hope
nice.
That's of interest to the people. I use it many times when I was broadcasting on the Internet because everything in it, man, it's like what's happening right now. You know, I say,
exactly.
I'd read something and say, ladies and gentlemen, you know what that's from? Georgie's book.
Exactly.
All right, keep up the good work. RBN is tops, brother.
Thanks, George. I appreciate
it. Bye-bye.
Appreciate the call and appreciate the reference. I think that's a great bookend. Those are, you know, great bookends to the broadcast. That, if you're coming in late, was a reference to when I opened the broadcast, I mentioned that on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org, right now you can see the story, Breitbart's Obama videos are an October distraction, and the author of that story is one Eric Blair, which was, you know, I said that to me just always sends my I don't know, spider senses into hyperdrive, I suppose you could say, and I see that stuff all the time, so I asked the question at the opening or the outset of the broadcast, who is there another Eric Blair that you've heard in history? And so obviously it's Eric Arthur Blair, known as George Orwell. So I appreciate that. And I think that's a great way to close the broadcast. And we had, as I said, Mike in South Carolina called in almost immediately and said Eric Blair wrote 1984. And I appreciate you bringing that clarification, George, because, I don't know, hopefully folks will start to do their own homework. We do our own homework, we get the juices flowing a little bit. You know, your brain is just like your body, so to speak, and all these people are going to these health clubs these days, but how many people are doing the same thing for their brain? There should be like a P90X program for your brain. Because I quite candidly remember a time when I thought, I was reading an OCC report, Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, and I thought, man, I think I should have an opinion. I think I should think something about this, but I literally cannot think. What's wrong with me? And then lots and lots and lots of hours of you know, diligence after that, hopefully the brain works at least a little bit. So we should all be doing that for our brains as much as our bodies, and who knows, maybe we got a fighting chance at real personal liberty. Anyway, it really is an honor and a pleasure, folks. Thanks for the calls. Thanks, everybody. It's an honor and a pleasure, as always. Take care. God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.